Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. It's Oscar Sunday. Did y'all tune in? Were y'all surprised, disappointed, happy, sad? Do you care? It's Oscar Sunday. Well, you know, I have a direct connection with Oscar Sunday because back in 1964, my aunt Katina Rinieri, you'll remember her, she was on my show last year. Well, she passed last year, and she sang at the Oscars in 1964 for the movie Molto Cane. And Jack Lemmon had introduced her, and she flew in from Italy and was the first and only Italian to sing at the Oscars. And as she sang, and she told this here on Max and Friends afterwards, Sammy Davis Jr. ran up to her, slid across the stage, and is like, a star is born. So flash forward to today, a star is born with Lady Gaga being there. So it's kind of, Lady Gaga's Italian. So it's kind of a like a trippy moment for me. But yeah, we miss Katina Rinieri and her songs and her music. And Rizzo Ortolani, he was the conductor and the composer for the song More. So we're going to play some songs here tonight from Katina Rinieri. We're going to play some songs tonight from also a wonderful singer that I just met a couple days ago at the Tower Bar, Prima Apollinari, amazing voice. So I'll play some of her music here, but we have an amazing guest in this studio. She'll be joining us in just a moment, Jillian Clare. She's an actor and a producer, and her film Pretty Broken opens March 1st on VOD at iTunes, Amazon, DirecTV, Dish Network, and in Los Angeles at NoHo 7. So we're going to talk about that tonight and about acting and her career. And what a great night to talk about acting when the Oscars are playing. So, you know, we usually do Max and Friends Oscar recap of best and worst dressed and jewelry and hair and makeup. And I usually have a whole panel of people discussing it. And it's kind of like weird ever since Joan Rivers is gone. It's like, it's kind of like a weird thing to do. And it's fun, but, you know, we were talking about it tonight at dinner. It's like, Joan Rivers is like gone, and that whole crass funness of, you know, making fun of and celebrating and dissing and loving what people are wearing is kind of no longer. But if you even care about the red carpet at the Oscars. So, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm glad you're tuning in. If it's your first time, welcome back to the show. And if it's your first time, welcome to the show. And if you're back again for the 11 years, you would think I could get this right by now. I'm grateful that you're here. Find me on Twitter at Max Tucci, Instagram at Max Tucci Radio, and send some love over there. And if you want, go to latalkradio.com/Max, and there you'll find the 11 years of archives. Everyone from actresses and actresses to gurus to reality stars and authors and even a murderer. Figure that out. But yeah, that was an interesting show. So right now, let's go into Katina Rinieri and the song More. We're going to play it here right now. Oh no, this is a different song. This is a beautiful song. We're just going to have fun for a little bit because I want to bring her essence into the room. I miss her that much. And it's beautiful. There you go.
Forever be mine. I know when I'm No one else will love you more. Love you.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I want to welcome my guest tonight. Oh, here we go, right into this fun music. That was like the perfect way to introduce you, my guest tonight, Jillian Clare. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you. I wish I could be introduced like this every time I'm anywhere, because this is great.
Isn't that fun?
That's just fantastic.
I think we summoned her spirit, because I did not plan that, and all of a sudden it's like, here you are.
She's with us.
How fun is that? Quanto story. So welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you.
You're like here in the studio with me.
Yeah, this
that's
is
so much
awesome.
Fun. So it's your first time here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're going to just talk, have a fun conversation about your career and your film, Pretty Broken.
I'm so excited.
I'm so happy. This. Like, so let's get into it. It opens March 1st.
Yeah.
And before, you know, we got on air, we were talking about like the elephant birth of like a 6-year process, and you're wearing your Newport Beach Film Festival. You are like birthing this.
I am. I feel like we're birthing this. We've been working on it for 6 years, and it's just so exciting to finally put it out there in the world and let it find its audience and its people.
So what is its audience?
That is a good question. The film is interesting because it's a total slice of life. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a certain appreciation for film, I think, to like it. But at the same time, I think anybody who's in my age range is going to really relate to it. Mm. The reason that I fell in love with the film is that it's this young girl going through a tragic moment in life who's already not knowing what the heck she's doing with her life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's not really portrayed much in film. You see mostly kids my age in college or doing something to that aspect, or you see them like as hookers or drug addicts, right, or something to that aspect,
or Legally Blonde.
Like Law and Order SVU.
Right.
There's not really ever a film about just a girl who's like screwed up and now this tragedy happens. It doesn't really happen for my age group. You don't see it for people in their 20s.
You don't.
So I'm excited to have that for people and to put something out there that's actually going to mean a lot to people in their 20s and people who get to their 20s whenever it is that they watch us in the future.
Yeah, so how was it? Because you're not only acting and you're producing in it.
Yeah, I also did the wardrobe. It's crazy.
You're like, you are like one woman show over here.
Hey, I had one when I
And you took it on
six.
The road. You did. What was your one woman show at six?
I had a 13-song show that I took to county fairs when I was 6 years old I'm a crazy person.
That is funny.
Yeah.
So you know what? Let's go back then. Let's go down memory lane to the genesis of this career that you've chosen. How did it all start?
Well, I started singing in front of the TV when I was like 4, singing, you know, Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and all the things that kids sing. And my mom realized that I actually had an okay voice and put me in some voice lessons, and I fell in love with it. And then I did this 13-song show on the road in Northwest and put it on at like county fairs and whatnot. And a talent scout saw me, and little did I know that I was acting. I had no idea that I was doing that. And she was like, has she ever acted before? And my mom was like, no, she just sings. And they're like, well, let's get her in a class. Like, do you want to do that? So they put me in a class, and I was like, oh, wait, this is great too. I'll do both. So then I did both.
So you really owe it to your mom.
Yeah.
She saw it in you.
I totally owe it to my parents. I mean, they totally supported me from the get-go. I was a young entertainer from the start, and just continued to do it. I can't really see myself in any other aspect. You don't want me as your doctor.
Did you That's funny. Did you know though that you wanted to do this, or was it really your mom that like was like, oh, you're gonna do this?
No, it was me. I like begged
you.
To
you
go
did.
Back to class. Like, I wanted to be there so badly, and I was also
Why?
Dancing too. I don't know, man.
It was in you.
Like, it was just that thing that I was like, yeah, this is it. See you later. Don't need to focus on anything.
And how
else.
Old were you when you were like, this is it?
6.
So what do you tell people who are listening right now who want to act? What do you tell them? Do it.
I mean,
if it's in you.
If it's in you, if it's like that thing that you wake up every day and you're like, all I want to do is act, all I want to do is perform, then you need to be performing. Yeah. If it's if you're just doing it for the fame, or if you're doing it because you think you like it and, hey, it might work out one day, then probably
you're in the wrong
give
industry.
It up. Yeah,
right,
like
exactly.
Find something with a steady paycheck.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm looking here. And there's Pretty Broken 2018, which is, I guess, your promo reel.
Oh, goodness.
Right? Let's play it.
I guess. You tell it's probably the trailer.
This is fun. It's the trailer.
Oh, okay.
I think this is fun.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like you're almost freaking out of it.
I'm like, wait.
Freestyle Digital Media.
Oh, yeah. This is the trailer. Here
this
we go.
The trailer. It's fun to have this.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like, wait, what is that
we
noise?
We did our research.
May I ask you a question? Why are you walking when you should be driving? Jerome Carlisle, and you are?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, I like that. It's got a nice ring to it.
There was a mix-up at the funeral home. Apparently, we have Ming Lu.
You think Dad's gonna come back and haunt us?
Hi.
He could still be alive, stuck up on that mountain, waiting for someone to find him.
Why do we have a funeral?
Mom likes throwing parties.
I really want your phone number. Are you like this all the time, or you just save it for me?
Well, I feel awesome about myself. Since everyone else who seems to have a problem with me.
Tragic local climber used to come in all the time.
That's my dad.
I'd love to hear stories sometime if you wanted to come in and tell a story.
I can't wait until he comes home.
You left! You didn't want to be part of this family.
Dr. Montgomery Liu is missing.
He's gone.
Oh, God, now I gotta know if you find him.
Oh, no. I guess you have to see it March 1st.
I love it. March 1st. So, you know, I love that you write in the trailer, it says, family is difficult, family is life, family is forever. Mm-hmm. What does family mean to you?
I think it means the people that no matter what happens, if you get in fights, if you're angry at each other, it's always the person at the end of the day who's going to support you and the people that you need to support.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what family is. I know that, I mean, my family, through all the difficult times we've been through, it's always come down to supporting each other and loving each other no matter what's happened and getting past it, because you are family. Like, you cannot get rid of your family. As much as people want to sometimes, you cannot. And I do not, you know, say that you should hire a hitman to get rid of your family, because you should not.
Or sometimes, like in the movie, they'll go missing.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us how the film came about.
So I was working on another film up in Medford, Oregon, 6 years ago. And the director from Pretty Broken was directing that film as well. Mm-hmm. And the writer, Jill Remen-Snyder, had doctored that script to fix it for filming. Mm-hmm. And then it's the same producer, Susan Bernhardt, as well. I'd gotten really sick. We had been shooting in the snow and I was in a dress, as per usual. And I had gotten sick and I came down to the breakfast area from my hotel room and I looked like a tragic train wreck. And the writer, Jill, looked at me and said, I have a role for you. And I said, are you crazy? What? And she was like, I have a script. You're Lindsay Lou right now. And I was like, okay, crazy woman. Sure. And then I read it and I was like, okay, yeah, no, this fits. I love it. Yeah. But we had to wait. I was too young when I read the script. I was only 20 and I've always played a lot younger on television and film. So we waited a few years so that I actually looked like I was actually 22 or 23.
I got you. So tell us exactly, because we heard the trailer now, but what is the film about?
So the story follows Lindsay Lou, my character, who is going through a tough time. She's a college dropout. She's in the midst of a divorce and not signing the papers. She hasn't told her family any of this. She doesn't talk to anyone but her dad. And then her dad goes missing on an expedition in the Himalayas.
Of all places,
he goes missing in the Himalayas. And then the Chinese government sends back ashes that they think are his, but they don't really know. So everyone else is like, yeah, he's dead. And they're like trying to get on with their lives. And she's in this major denial phase. So she hatches a plan to try and get enough money to go over there and try to find him. Meanwhile, she's living in her car.
Pretty broken.
Pretty flippin' broken is pretty what broken. She is.
Pretty broken. So what were some of the, speaking of pretty broken, what are some of the challenges in making an indie film?
Oh, gosh. Well.
Sleeping in your car.
Sleeping in your car and not eating. No, I think for us, it was obviously budget is always a huge issue with indie films. I think especially with this because it was such a slice of life, and it wasn't like we could be like, yeah, it's a great action film, or yeah, it's a girl who gets hooked on drugs. It's going to go to every festival, and everyone's going to fall in love with it. It's just a slice of life film, so that was a big challenge for us. And other than that, we had a great crew and a great cast that all kind of came together. I mean, with indie film, I think your hardest challenge beyond money is time and how you spend that time and how quickly you have to shoot because you are on a budget. So we shot, 12 to 14 pages a day, which for a film is a lot.
Yeah, that is.
Now, sometimes we didn't shoot that much. We block shot it. So we actually shot it over 5 different times. We shot the prologue first with the dad, and then we shot some of the stuff with the new love interest that was like 3 different locations. And then we went back a few months later and shot all the car lot stuff and then all the house stuff. So we were able to block it out well. But I think that's the biggest issue is time when you're shooting an indie film and making sure that you're using each second correctly. Luckily, our director and our DP had worked together multiple times before, so they were able to already know what they wanted before we got to set, which was great.
That's super. So how was it to not only be acting but producing?
Yeah, that was crazy, right?
I think it's wonderful. I mean, it's great to have all these titles at such a young age. You're doing your thing.
It was awesome. I we spent a lot of time, beforehand, before we got on set. Luckily, we had such a great team that once I was on set, I could focus on just being Lindsay. My producer abilities are high in the social media aspect. So I've been social media managing the film since it started as well. but it's a lot of fun. I love producing. I produced a web series with my mom back like 10 years ago when web series were first becoming a thing. And I love it. I mean, I like making my own content and not waiting for someone to give me the chance to do what I want to do. Like, I just want to do what I want to do.
When you want to do it.
When I want to do it.
Exactly.
Is that too much to ask?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. If you're tuning in tonight, my guest is Jillian Clare. We're talking about her movie, which is opening on March 1st on VOD at iTunes, Amazon, DirecTV, Dish Network, and in LA at the NoHo 7. That's super. Yeah. So Pretty Broken is the movie. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Tonight is Oscar Sunday. We got to look up like what's going on at the Oscars.
No, I'm like,
I know you're
right
like itching
now.
Right now. I'm like, oh, girl needs to know what's happening.
I do.
What's best film? But in the meantime, we're going to play a song. I was at the Tower Bar just a couple of days ago and met Prima. And let me tell you something. This woman can sing. One of my favorite songs is My Heart is Open. So we'll play that right now. She's actually going to be at, where are my notes? Bar 20 at the Grafton this week at 8:30 p.m. And I'll tell you the exact date. You should go while you're there. In the meantime, I want you to look up the Oscars.
Okay,
I'm going to throw it to us. What happened?
So Alfonso Cuarón won for director.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Fine.
I mean, he deserved it. I could have done with a Spike Lee win, but that's okay. And then Green Book took home Best Picture, which
you know what?
I kind of figured was going to happen, but I would have loved to see BlacKkKlansman. That was my favorite film of the year. And the second choice that I had was Bohemian Rhapsody.
I had a couple of the guys on from Green Book, so I'm happy for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a beautiful film.
It is.
It really is.
And you know what?
I think it was just a really tough competition this year, and there was so many different things,
So many different, but yet so many things, like, for instance, BlacKkKlansman happened how long ago, and it's so relevant to today, and the same for Green Book.
Same thing for Green Book.
You know, it's like all of these things that we seem that we have grown up and grown out of, we're still going through today.
Totally.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Thursday, February 28th, go to Bar 20 at the Grafton. You can see Prima at 8:30, and if you just want to get your mind into some love, open up your heart. Right now, my heart is open, and when we're back, Jillian's going to be here. We're going to talk about more about her film,
yeah,
and we'll talk about more about some Oscars, so stay tuned. What do? Hit this and go.
Forgive me, I forgive you. Let's start again, let's break through. So if you listen, I will stay.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Prima Apollinari. Amore, mi scusa, però grazie per questa canzone perché mi piace tanto. Che bella canzone, Max. And Friends, my heart is open. So go to this Thursday, the Bar 20 at the Grafton at 8:30, and you can see Prima there. So welcome back, Jillian.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a beautiful song?
It was so pretty. What a voice.
I know. And you heard the backstory of how I met her at Tower Bar.
So crazy.
Right? And I was like, I didn't even know she sang. And then I found her and I was like, oh,
destiny.
So refreshing.
Just destiny.
And beautiful music. Beautiful music. So your film, Pretty Broken.
Yes. That's the one.
That song could have been in it.
My honestly, heart is open. It really could have. Dang it. Hold on, guys. We got to hold up the production. Got to put a song in really quick.
This is birthing March 1st. So, you know, it's interesting because being a woman in this industry, do you think it's harder to be taken seriously as a director or producer than men are? You're living it.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think especially even more so than being a woman, I think my age contributes a lot to it.
Oh, that's interesting. Ageism before women. Yeah.
Yeah, I think because I'm only 26. I directed my first feature when I was 24, and I definitely saw it there a little bit. Mm. Not necessarily with my crew, but with other people, like hearing that I'm directing a feature film and that like we have the money and like the whole thing happened.
What was the film?
It was called To the Beat. It's a teen dance film. It's on Netflix now.
Oh, cool.
But I think it was more about my age rather than me being a woman. And that's kind of what I've experienced on my end of the thing. I think nowadays it's getting better as far as females, you know, being in power positions in entertainment. I think it's getting better daily.
How so?
I just think that people are more accepting of it and people are more aware that if they're not, Twitter's going to come after them. get that Twitter female uprise going and you're good. But I think it's becoming more of a known thing. And I think people like Shonda Rhimes and Reese Witherspoon are all really helping this movement of getting women in power.
Yeah.
You know, those two are killing the game and just destroying everything in their path. I mean, good Lord.
And creating
Reese
everything
Witherspoon
in their path
has
too.
Meryl Streep on a freaking HBO series. That can anybody else see
and
that?
And probably her speed dial.
Yeah, exactly. Can anyone else see that? I don't think so. I think you have to be Reese Witherspoon.
Right. I get that. So, you know, when you're like deciding all these factors of how I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I going to act? Am I going to produce? Mm-hmm. Am I going to direct? What inspires you on a daily basis to actually do it?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you what inspires me to do it. It's just one of those things where like I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to work on this today mm-hmm. or I'm going to do this today. And I just do it. Like the other day I woke up, I had had this idea for a pilot in my head for about a year or two. Mm-hmm. And the other day I woke up and I was like, cool, I'm going to start writing that today. And then I just got through like the first three acts like within, you know, 12 hours. And I was
naturally.
Like, okay, cool. Awesome. I kind of just let my heart and my mind tell me what to do rather than mm-hmm. like sit there stressing about it. Mm-hmm. I think that's where people can go wrong other than just like following like what
it's
you,
funny
like, what
that you say
need,
that
you know
what breaks down to is personality. Yeah. We did these personality tests over the weekend with our friend Jessica. She's like, oh, everybody come for dinner, and then she gave us personality tests. I'm like, I feel set up.
Yeah.
I feel like this
is
an intervention. But what they said, which was interesting in the personality test, was don't think about the question, just answer it.
Yeah,
because if you start thinking about it, like you process it too much, and then you don't really focus on like your personality.
Totally. I totally believe that. I mean, I think there's certain things where, you know, my mom and I wrote To the Beat together and, and we're writing the sequel together. We're doing a sequel. So I think things like that, like it's good to sit down and plan it because you're doing it with another person. So it's good to like sit down and talk it out and figure it out. When I'm writing on my own or creating on my own, I just kind of sit there and like let it flow out of me. And then I go back and revise stuff and fix things. But I just think that, you know, if it's something that lives in you, I've always said this, if it's like, if you think that you need to write something that day or you need to direct something, like just go do something.
Do it.
Just, I don't care what it is. Just do it. Get it out of you. And then maybe it'll be something one day, or maybe that'll get you to meet somebody who's going to help you do something someday.
Beautiful.
Just do it.
Just do it. Nike.
Hashtag Nike. Sponsor me.
There you go. Exactly. There you go. But, you know, what's it? So if girls who are listening tonight, let's say young girls are listening.
Yeah.
What do you tell them to get into this industry? Like, how do you inspire them to actually like, just do it?
Just do it. You know, I think these days it's pretty simple to start creating things on your own. You can shoot anything on an iPhone. You can edit it on the iPhone. You can edit it on your laptop. There's free music. There's free everything. So if you want to make a movie and you're, you know, 12, 13 years old, I mean, I remember doing this. I remember making short films with my friends when we were 11 to 15. We made a pilot when I was, I think I was 11 years old, called Laugh It, and we somehow got, we talked a camera company into giving us a camera and a DP. There was three, like, 11-year-olds, and we're like, we want to make a pilot. And they're like, yeah, okay. But I just think that it was, I know, it's a very strange thing.
I love
a very
it.
Strange childhood. But you can make anything on your phone now.
You can.
Every iPhone has 4K ability, so just go do it. Like, if you want to go film a monologue, you know, film something, put it on YouTube. Just put your name out there.
I
hear
you.
What's, you know, there's nothing that can go wrong from
nothing.
It.
Nothing. Absolutely not.
And you're learning. Every time you do something, you're learning more and more.
That's right. No experience is ever wasted. So speaking of experiences, how was it to shoot in Portland, Oregon?
Well, my family's from Portland.
Okay. So it's like home for you.
Yeah. It's basically home for me. And we moved here when I was eight. So I never really grew up there. But Brett and Jill, the director and writer, live in Portland. And most all of our crew did. And half of our actors are from Portland, too. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. You know, the great thing about shooting outside of L.A. is that people aren't jaded when you
see
when they
see of L.A.
they don't like see a film set and go, oh, God, they're filming.
Again.
Why are they filming here? I just want to get my ice cream. Like, it's cute. Like,
that's New York, too.
Yeah, right? Like, we were filming in Albertsons and everyone was like super chill. And I'm like, oh, my God, if this was L.A., they would be like so pissed that they have to wait an extra 30 seconds for their tangerine.
That's right. New York, too. You closed my fucking sidewalk again.
Yeah, again. But I love that. And I love that people were like interested in movie making and like wanting to know what we were doing. It was really cute.
So you casted people from Portland?
Yeah, we cast a lot of people from Portland. A lot of the supporting characters were from Portland. And
that's fun. So what was the process like for the casting process?
Well, a couple of the roles were written for specific people in mind.
Who tell us who's in it?
Well, it's me.
Right.
Hello. My mom, who is played by Stacey Edwards, she was an L.A. hire. She's a great actress. Mm-hmm. She was nominated for a Spirit Award probably 15 years ago now. Mm-hmm. She's a great actress. And then Tyler Christopher, who plays Jerry, he was an L.A. hire as well. And then we had Preston Bailey, who is an L.A. hire, but he was from Portland, and he's I've known him since he was literally 5 years old. He's really? Basically like my little brother. So it was really fun for so him easy. To be my little
right,
brother.
Right, right. That's fun.
And then the guy who played my dad, Peter Holden, is an LA hire, but he's also from Portland. It's very strange. There was a major Portland connection.
Look at that.
He played my dad in another film. Yeah. He played my dad in another film called Alien Abduction, which he also died in. So I've now cried over him twice.
Wow.
In my life.
But we don't know if he's dead in this movie or
not. Well, that's true. That's true. You right. don't know that. And then the other main actor, Adam Chambers, is from LA, and we did another film called The Kitchen together and mm-hmm. played boyfriend and girlfriend in that. And when I read this, I was like, you're Scoot. You got to play so this role. Like,
family is life.
Family is life. It really is. Yeah, it was fun, though. You know, with indie film, you get to hire your friends.
You do.
And that's really cool.
And
Stacey
get people working.
Tyler, we did auditions for and we cast them via, like, online videotapes.
That's wonderful.
But it was great. And the rest of the talent was local Portland hires, and they were all fantastic people.
Awesome. So you've also directed. Mm-hmm. What do you like better, producing, directing, acting, all of the above?
Depends on the day, right?
And the project.
Yeah, on the project, for sure. I mean, acting's always going to be my first love. It's always going to be mm-hmm. what I want to do every day. Mm-hmm. But I love producing. I love that I have the ability to produce and make my own projects that I get to star in. And I love directing. I directed a teen dance film. And as a child actor growing up, it was fun for me to work with kid actors. Mm-hmm. And I think I was able to bring something for them that they hadn't experienced before because I'd been in their shoes. Mm-hmm. And it was a really fun set. We just had a blast, and we're doing a sequel. I'm super stoked for
good
it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, you're living your passion.
I'm living my life.
That's
living
good.
The dream life.
You are. You've been acting since a child,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So I have a question here to ask you. What was it like being on a soap opera when you were so young?
That's a good question. It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a major, it's a major family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I mean,
tell people the show.
Days of Our Lives. Yeah. I was on Days of Our Lives when I was 11. I played Abby Devereaux. I was the fourth one. There's now been seven. It's cool.
That's the funny part.
Yeah, it's great. It's hysterical. And we're all friends, too, which makes it even funnier. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun. You know, when I had booked that, I had been doing a lot of theater at that time. Mm-hmm. And I actually booked it because a person who worked at the theater knew the casting director for Days of Our Lives and told her about me. And so then I went into audition, and then she booked me, like, almost right on the spot.
Wow.
Like, a day later, I got the call that I was booked. I don't think I even went to producers. It was beyond bizarre. But they like hiring theater actors because you're doing a new episode every single day.
Right.
So they want people who can memorize quickly and memorize
right,
a lot.
Course. A lot.
And when
and
I
be able
was
to have
on,
it flip, and it yeah. changes too at the last minute.
Yeah, when I was on, we had like this major serial killer storyline. My dad was killed
did.
The third episode
there,
I was on.
Another dad killed.
Yeah, no, my dad dies in everything I do. Like, legit, watch out.
But maybe not in
maybe
Pretty Broken.
Not
maybe
Pretty
not.
Broken. But yeah,
maybe not.
It was crazy, but I loved it. I remember I messed up one day and I was so angry at myself.
What was the mess up?
I like just forgot my line. I was in the middle of like yelling at my mom and I forgot my line and I
just
screamed line. And then they gave it to me. And then like I had a total like breakdown after. Aww. I was like, I messed up. And they're like, Jillian, you're 11 and this is the first time that you've ever messed up on this show. It's okay.
It's okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Right.
I guess I'm a perfectionist. So I was just I was very upset with myself.
Next time, just do telenovela. Slap the mother right in the face.
If I had some water close, I just would have thrown it at her.
That's hilarious. You know, you've learned since 11 what to do. Forget calling the line. Just throw the water
on
there.
Just throw the water. It'll
That's
be great.
Funny.
Method.
Right. That's funny. So now you're well known in the internet series world.
Yeah.
And you've won awards.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean for those who have no idea about the internet series world? What does that mean? What awards have you won and how do you get into it? Three part question.
Okay,
don't you love it?
Three part question. Let's let's buckle down here, folks. The first part to that question, I guess internet series now is a bit different than when I was doing them. Now you have Netflix and Hulu and Amazon creating their own internet series, which I don't think that people really realize that's an internet series. They
Facebook
just call
too.
It a series. Yeah. But it's you only stream it if you have the internet, so it's an internet series. But when I was doing it, it wasn't a thing yet. My mom had written a show called Misbehave, and I was at that weird age when they were hiring 18 and older to play 16 because I didn't want to pay for a set teacher, which I understand. I totally get it. Now, as a producer,
money's
I
money,
totally get
right?
it. they cost a lot, guys. But when I was younger, I just got frustrated that I wasn't booking because of that. Like, and it got to me. And so my mom wrote this web series, and I think UTA had it or some big agency had it for a bit, and they just didn't know what to do with it because YouTube didn't have web series yet. There was nothing out there. Netflix wasn't streaming. Amazon wasn't streaming.
Isn't that crazy?
It wasn't a thing. Like, it wasn't. So I remember sitting in a room with Felicia Day and Bernie Sue and my mom and a few other of the first creators, and everyone was just like, how do we do this? Like, how do we put this content online and get people to watch it? And eventually there was this little distributor for a bit called Coldcast that came about, and we made the first season of Misbehave, and it immediately became the number one web series for teens. So then we did two more seasons, which was wild. I won a few awards doing that show. I was the lead Tori Archer on that. And then my mom produced a second show called Acting Dead, which was a zombie comedy. And that was a lot of fun. We did one season of that. And Patrika Darbo actually won. Well, she won a Primetime Emmy for her role in Acting Dead.
Oh, super.
And it was super cool. So,
and she lets everybody know. She's an Emmy winner.
Yes, exactly. I love Patrika. I've known her since my days on Days of Our Lives.
That's funny.
It's hysterical. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was such a great opportunity for me to learn how to produce and learn how to be a person in charge back when I was younger. Now I don't feel like I have any stresses about it.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of can just like show up set and know like, oh no, this needs to get done. This needs to get done. Do this, do that.
Yeah. Seasoned.
Yeah.
Seasoned
at a young age, guys.
No, that is wonderful. I hear you. You know what? We're going to talk about we've got some time to chill.
Yeah, we do.
Play some music. I want to play another one of Prima's songs. So it's called Stand Up for Love. And when we're back, my guest, Jillian Claire, is going to tell you more about what's your charity. You have a charity.
Yes,
we'll talk
I
about
do.
That. And we'll talk about what's going on. And we'll talk about Pretty Broken.
Yeah.
And stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Succi, on Max and Friends. Let's play Stand Up for Love.
My friend, he lives somewhere downtown. I haven't heard from him, he hasn't been around. I heard his days are turning black. He fell into a hole, he never can come back. Stop.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Stand Up for Love by Prima Apollinari. Girl, I love that song. You bet. I can't wait to come on Max and Friends, Prima. So if y'all want to see her live in person, go to Bar 20, The Grafton, this Thursday, 8:30 p.m. My guest tonight on Max and Friends, thanks for tuning in, y'all. I'm really grateful that you're here, is Jillian Clare. So there's so many things that happen. March 1st is like literally this week.
I know.
Are you ready?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Like, I am. I'm ready for it to be out, but like, it just is one of those things where you're like, oh, crap.
It's here.
It's actually going
you
out
will
there.
Cut the cord.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cutting the cord with it, and it's scary.
Oh, would you want to change anything?
No. Get it out there.
Get it out there. You love it the way it is?
Yes.
All right. So after this comes out, the movie we're talking about, Pretty Broken.
Yes.
What can we expect from you next?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're working on the sequel for To the Beat. And I started writing this pilot. And then I have another film that my mom and I optioned that was written by my friend Rob. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be starring and producing that.
Awesome.
It's a cute romantic comedy set in a coffee shop. It's just like a day in the life of all these different
people. In
Portland? People. Yeah, in Portland, guys.
Is it really?
No. No, we have a cute coffee shop downtown LA that we're using.
Oh, you are?
So I'm excited.
Cool.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that off the ground in the next few months and be able to do that. And I'm just, you know, working and trying to find the next gig and continuing to write.
I have a
my
feeling
own.
If you don't find it, you'll create it.
Exactly. Right. It doesn't really matter. I'm gonna be doing
you are
something.
The creator of your own reality for sure.
Yes.
Right. So remind our listeners where we can see Pretty Broken when it opens on March 1st.
You can see it on iTunes, Amazon, anywhere on VOD, and it's also playing at the Lemley NoHo 7 here in Los
that's
Angeles.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I think that's so much fun. And you know, when
so
you're
exciting.
Able to sit inside of a place and see
yeah.
it outside of your own home, I think we've got to keep theaters in business.
You have to. I love going to the movie theater. I've
Me
gone
too.
To the movie theater a lot by myself, although I always seem to choose the wrong things to see by myself. Like I
Name
saw,
one.
Okay. Blue Valentine. I went by myself and sobbed my eyes
you
out. And then the other one that I saw by myself, which just destroyed me, was by one of my favorite directors. It's Like Crazy, which was came out years ago with Anton Yelchin. And I saw that when I was in New York by myself, and I was like kind of in a long distance relationship. And the film is about like a long distance relationship going awry. And I was just sitting in there, and there's like two women kind of close to me. And that's it in this theater. And they're like older women kind of talking to themselves and like not getting it like I was getting it.
You're like, bitch,
and
shut
I was
up.
Sitting there like having like a panic attack, crying, like calling my boyfriend after like,
I love you.
I love you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So tell us about your social media, because since you like clearly are, you know, well known with the internet, I am like, so, you know, we were talking about this today. Isn't this crazy that Instagram is only 9 years old?
Yeah, I kind of, well, I mean, it's crazy, but at the same time, I feel like it's not, because for my industry, it's changed a lot of things, you know,
big time.
A lot of people want to hire influencers over actors now, which just drives me up a wall.
Me too.
I'm just
it's like modeling
hire
too.
Somebody who can act, please.
Yeah.
Like, please. Just there's a thousands of us, so just do
and
it.
And they would love to work.
They would love to work. I know that you like that 200,000 followers, but please hire some actors.
You know, it's interesting because that also goes into authorship with books.
Yeah.
And I spoke to my lit agent last week, and we're working on a book right now, which is a fun book. And I was like, you know, the Max and Friends, Max Radio, I don't even know it. That's how great I am. Max Tucci Radio is like doing so. It's like cute. You know, we have like 10,000, 13,000 followers. He's like, publishers want 200,000 to 400,000 followers.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like, yeah, but there can be 1 million followers, but only 300 active followers.
Right.
So let's not look at the numbers.
Or even better, especially with these TV shows or films who do it with hiring influencers, is like, cool. I'm glad that person has 1 million followers. Mm-hmm. I bet 600,000 of them are not in the U.S. and are never going to see the thing that you want them to promote.
And 999,000 of them aren't going to watch.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe 1%
right.
will. Maybe.
Unless it's a minute clip on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we said today, like, if you can press fast forward on Instagram for 10 years from now, these influencers are not going to be influencing anymore.
Well, no. And that's, I don't get the long-term goal of it.
There
like,
isn't one.
What is it? Because we
it's
all
not a craft.
No, we all saw those people on Vine go like wah, wah, wah.
Exactly.
Right? So how much longer can the Instagram influencers or even the YouTube bloggers, like how much longer can one person sustain an audience?
Mm-hmm.
without moving on to another platform and creating something outside of that. Like, these people, you know, these people aren't going to watch YouTube forever.
And it's also driven for other reasons. It's really driven for money. Let's be real.
It's true.
It's not a craft of acting where it's a passion.
No.
I don't believe.
No, not at all.
Hit me up at Max Tucci on Twitter and let me know if you think differently.
Yeah, let's hear your opinion.
Let's hear your opinion.
Because I would love to know.
I really would, because I think people are just like, it's.
I think it's crazy.
It is fucking up kids to think that they're less than. Instead of saying, like, you know, like, if you're looking at an actress, you can aspire to be that actress because you know that they're playing a role.
Right, yeah.
When you're looking at these kids, you think it's real, but they're really playing a role as well.
Totally.
That's, like, total bullshit.
Yeah,
I can't.
I mean, most of people's social media lives aren't their real life anyway.
Exactly.
So why do you want to be that?
Well, so how can we find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Speaking of social media, guys, it's just at Jillian Clare on everything. It's C-L-A-R-E.
There you go.
You can follow. I don't have a lot of followers on
Good
all the
you.
Things, but that's okay because life is more important than social media.
You just said it. That's going to be my tweet tomorrow. Life is more important than Instagram.
It's true.
And so is charity.
Charity.
And you have your own.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I just started it this past year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's called Joy of Giving. So we're still in the very early phases. I did my first event in December of last year. And basically, it's just a big donation drive. So
awesome.
I was donating to the LA Mission and the East Valley Animal Shelter. So you could bring whatever you want. And I would take it from you and take it to them. So I donated, I think it was over 800 pounds of clothes to the LA Mission.
Oh, my God. How did we get involved?
A lot of different toiletries and a whole ton of stuff to the animal shelter. I'll do it every year now. I mean, I'm totally committed to do this
awesome.
Now. It was one of those things. It was, again, one of those things. I woke up one day and I said,
I'm doing it.
I want to start a donation drive. Very much so, like Share and Clueless.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to do this.
Right,
I'm going to do it. And then I was just like, I'll just talk to one of my best friend's aunt, Heather, runs the Colony over in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to Heather. I was like, Heather, can I use your lobby for like five
Why
hours
not?
One day? And she's like, heck yeah, use it. Let's do this donation drive. So then I did it. And I got like Patrika and all of my friends out to donate and spread it all.
All right. So how do
media.
We like, when's the next one?
Well, I think the next one will probably be in December again, unless I get a hair up my butt
Mother's
and decide
Day.
To do one for, like, the summer. Like, hey,
yes.
Donate your swimsuits.
It's hot in flip-flops.
Yeah.
You know, it's true.
Yeah. But
I think the summer's a good one.
Yeah, I think
we
I
always
might,
think about
I
the
might
winter.
Do it. I might do a,
I'm gonna
a bi-annual.
You to do summer. I'll help you.
Okay, okay.
We'll get some other people involved. Because, you know, winter, it's coats and this and that. But summer, it's like, you don't want to wear those boots and that coat in the summer.
You are right.
We need flip-flops and tank tops.
And tanks. And
let's do a summer drive. Summer drive.
Summer drive. Okay.
Oh, my
all
God.
Right, you
Endless
got me.
Summer. I will help you. You can call. You have phone me anytime.
Okay, all right.
Let's make it happen.
Got this.
You know, I've been in LA for like 11 years, but
yes.
I've lived here only like a year and a half, and I don't
oh,
even
wow.
live here full time. I'm like between Florida and Colorado.
Oh my God!
So I'm like here once a week,
wow.
once a month for a week, and I love to do charity.
I love it too. I grew
so let's
up
do it.
Doing it with a bunch of different charities, and I've always been involved in several different animal charities. And
So we can find out your website, JillianClare.com?
Yes, you can find the
Joy of Giving.
Yes.
Okay, Joy of Giving, which is all year.
Yeah, it's all year.
It's all year. There
it's
is a joy to giving.
But, you know, I found around the holidays, people are more likely to come out and donate.
Of course.
They feel, like, more obligated to
Wait
do
a minute.
It.
We did Christmas in July once.
Oh, that's cute.
That's a big one.
Oh, I like that.
We did that for the Boys and Girls Club in Florida, Christmas in July.
Oh, that's cute. Maybe we'll do that.
But summer. And it's summer.
Yeah. And right. my birthday's in July, so what a better way to celebrate.
Oh, my God. You could write it off.
I could.
Write off your birthday party.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. This is all right. Of course, we have to wrap this show up. I'm really excited to see Pretty Broken. So I'm going to like, I won't be in LA March 1st.
Darn.
So I'll watch it on?
You'll watch it on iTunes.
iTunes.
Yeah.
I will watch it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Or Amazon.
Or yeah,
Amazon.
Either one works. Or you can get the DVD too if you want
oh my
to
God.
On Amazon. And you can
Even
just have
better.
My face in your living
That's
room.
What I'll do.
Yeah.
I like DVDs.
I love DVDs. I'm a DVD girl. I have
Me
an
too.
Entire like dresser full
you
of DVDs.
You need a collection.
Yeah.
You know, I'm older than you. So I have like VHS.
Oh no, I still have VHS
and,
as well.
But you don't have Beta.
No, I don't have Beta.
And I bet you don't have Laserdisc.
I have vinyls. I like vinyl.
Vinyls are good, but I'm talking about when movies were on laser
discs. I do not have laser discs.
My father had a laser disc machine. It was pretty dope.
I've heard about the Star Wars laser disc days, and that sounds like a nightmare.
They were like this big. But, you know, all right, we got to wrap the show up. Yeah. I love you all for tuning in. I'm going to play, before we go, All My Love from my aunt, Katina Rinieri. One more. This is one of my favorite songs. When Katina was on, we played it. So before we go, what is something that you want our listeners to take with them into this week? Something inspiring.
Something inspiring. Oh gosh, I have to be inspiring?
Yeah.
What a task.
Right. Because your charity's not enough. You do it without even knowing.
I want people to follow their passion and listen to their hearts. And if you're not doing what you want to do, I want you to go do that. So go do it.
Go do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. All right. Well, I'm just going to play right now, Oh My Love. And when we're back in 2 minutes, I'm going to sign off. I love you all for tuning in. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, because right now, Katina Rinieri, Oh My Love. Let's play it. Yes.
Oh my love, look and see, the sun rising from the river, nature's miracle once more will light the world. But this light is not for those men still lost in an old black shadow. Won't you a day, a brighter day, when all the shadows will fade away, that day I'll cry that I believe, that I believe.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was All My Love from Katina Rinieri. If you enjoyed the Oscars tonight, tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what your favorite part was. Hey, speaking of the Oscars, you know, Julie and I were just talking about what was going on during the Oscars, and we saw a little bit of fireworks between Gaga and Homeboy.
Yeah.
And what do you predict?
I'm just waiting for them to get together. I really am. Like, I think it's going to happen, guys. I'm very sorry to Bradley Cooper's girlfriend, but I think it might happen. They look at each other like they're the only people on this earth.
Right.
It's amazing.
And that's
like the chemistry between them is crazy.
Right. Well, listen, if I'm going to have chemistry here at the studio, I got to wrap this up, because otherwise it's over. I love you all for tuning in. You are listening to Max Tucci on Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. I'm glad that you're here, Julian.
Thank you.
We're totally going to do charity work together.
Yes,
we're like,
I love
Christmas in July. So y'all stay tuned to that. And all right, I got to wrap this up. So my take for you all this week is your mind in the past, the present, or in the future? I like to keep it right here, right now, because right here, right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And that goes for all of you. So if you have stress or anxiety or any kind of depression or anything, just know that where you are right now is exactly where you're going to be. Inhale, exhale, love yourself. and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. Good night and good karma.